For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
International ships in the Red Sea for 2 years, a mistake, because it conflicts with the president's message to end the war in Ukraine.
That was actually very substantive. There was disagreement among some of the principals. J.D. Vance suggested in this conversation that he not only disagreed with the president, but also felt that the president didn't have all the information or all the insight available.
The National Security Council says
J.D. Vance is going to wind up dead.
The chat appears to be authentic, adding, "We are reviewing how an inadvertent number was added to the chain, and there was no threats to our service members or our national security." The president reacting tonight.
The Houthis, you mean the attack on the Houthis? Right. Well, it couldn't have been very effective because the attack was very effective. I can tell you that. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, he wasn't aware about this, according to what he said.
You're telling me.
Lots of questions here, Andrea. What's the fallout from all this?
Lester, the administration is lucky the person they added to the chat was a serious journalist, because Jeff Goldberg did not report the name of a covert CIA official and left the chat when they started talking about sensitive bomb assessments. Ironically, the administration has threatened to prosecute leaks. Tonight, Hillary Clinton, investigated for her emails, tweeted, "You've got to be kidding me." Lester?
Andrea.
Well, I mean, Clinton, come on now. If I'm Hillary Clinton, I don't weigh in on this after what she put everybody through. And that's what Dan is talking about there. So it kind of all came together. My comment, Dan's comment, and the fact that Hillary Clinton weighs in, of all the people to weigh in, you know. Donut Dan says, such short memories. Does anyone remember Hillary's ton of unsecured emails? Yes, that, of course. No one should forget that. That was dealt with. But I'm not even sure about the scope of those emails. I mean, that was found out. It wasn't like, so the issue here is a couple of things. A, the bungling of all of this by somehow inviting and adding a reporter to the chat. They could have added anybody to that fucking chat. That's the big takeaway here. And so I think that if they were... Let's say that the reporter was not included in this, and this story is just that they're using an unsecured app to communicate. That right there is comparable to Hillary Clinton and the unsecured emails. That's apples to apples. But I think when you add the fact that they added a reporter to it and didn't even know it, and that reporter had to leave on his own, I think that kind of puts this one into the stratosphere. Not so much more, so many more moving parts than what Mrs. Clinton did. My God. A lot of comments. Piano Finger Banger says, quote, "But her emails." Yeah, and that's what Dan's doing. You know, but her emails. Who gives a fuck at the end of the day? Nick says, imagine if it was Dave Portnoy or something. He would have just started posting screenshots. Rebecca says, if I am a foreign ally of the U.S., I no longer trust them with any conversation about international security. Yeah, and perhaps that's what a lot of people are saying, that's a little fucking weird. The good news is They blew up the Houthis. All right. Moving on. There was a local story about the protesters around here who are protesting Elon Musk. Like right here, there's a Tesla dealership 10 miles away from here, and the locals are protesting, and they wanted to pick their brains about how the how these protesters feel about the terrorism of burning Teslas and lighting dealerships on fire, whatever the fuck.
Continues to make changes at the federal level. People all over the country are showing their frustrations with him.
And just last week, we told you about a man whose Cybertruck was vandalized with hateful notes. Other Tesla car owners have faced similar issues.
She says Tesla. I'm pretty sure it's Tesla.
And there were Musk protesters out today in West Michigan.
13 On Your Side's Lauren Baker spoke with them. She joins us now with
See,
what
they... there's that trend I was telling you about. Fluffy news people, because they're all leaving and they're having to turn to Team Fluff to get their field reporters. Now it is mandatory. It's either going to be like an 18-year-old chick or an 18-year-old dude or someone who's fluffy.
Think about the increase in the number of Teslas
because they're losing
damaged.
People.
Elena and Julia, some of these protesters say while they don't support people that drive Tesla vehicles, they believe peaceful protesting is the way to go. They also believe their protesting is catching the attention of a lot of people, including Musk himself.
Even on a cold, snowy Monday, you'll find people with signs.
The signs
waving.
Say Elon Musk can't buy my vote. Good. Okay. All right. Cool.
Thing to drivers honking their horns, protesting.
Nobody elected
Elon Musk.
Yeah, they don't like Musk for what the job that he's doing. It's that was a position appointed by the president. His appointment is completely on the up and up. The president can, if he wants to hire somebody, he can hire somebody. He created a position for it.
You have to do something, and it's very, very difficult. There's so many different things that we're being bombarded with, and it's overwhelming.
After more than a month, protesters are still gathering in front of the Tesla dealership in Kentwood.
Topple the rich. This is our country. That's what this sign says. And I would love to be there to pick the brain. What do you mean? Tell me what the problem is with rich people. I mean, there might be, but anybody can throw topple the rich, this is our country, onto a sign. But, I mean, we live in a society where people can who have the ability to create something and make it bigger than life and earn a lot of money, that's kind of like what the country was based on. I don't fault anyone who's rich, all right? They've got enough problems with being rich.
Organizers like
ICE, please deport Elon. He is here illegally and is the real threat to our jobs and our democracy, this person writes.
Elizabeth Jenkins have peacefully stood their ground, upset at the changes he has made at the federal level.
No one elected anything like Doge to happen.
Say no to Nazis.
People don't know what to do with their anger and absolute dismay about possibly losing their Social Security.
And while these protesters have stood peacefully
up
at the federal level, people all over the
no one elected anything like Doge to happen, and people don't know what to do with their anger and absolute dismay about possibly losing their Social Security.
And while these protesters have stood peacefully, others have not done the same. Just last week, 13 On Your Side covered a man whose Cybertruck was vandalized. Protesters like Nelva Vogel say violence of any kind isn't the way to go.
I think that any kind of violence is unacceptable.
I think what's interesting to me is prior to Doge, prior to Trump, just a few months ago, a lot of people who own Teslas are people who are Democrats. You know, I'm sure it's a mixed bag, but I would say that if someone has the resources, I mean, Tesla cars have fallen in price to some degree. Some of the base models you can get is, you know, for pretty fair price, I guess. But Republicans are the ones that are driving combustion motors or cars with combustion motors. And I would say that people who are driving EVs and hybrids would have a tendency to be Democratic. So all of this destruction of people's cars who are driving those, I mean, it's just a ridiculous thing in the first place.
A classic example of that was January 6th.
Okay.
That was a violent protest.
A man whose Cybertruck was vandalized. Protesters.
Here she's talking about how, you know, violence is not what we want, and then she turns to January.
It's like Nelva Vogel say, violence of any kind isn't the way to go.
I think that any kind of violence is unacceptable. A classic example of that was January 6th. That was a violent protest.
Jenkins agrees, but says Musk needs to accept some
responsibility. So it sounds to me like she's trying to say I'm against it, but I'm justifying it because of January 6th.
Responsibility for what's happening.
Elon Musk is fueling this rage and the protests. You know, this is his fault. If he wants to stop it, he can't.
You know, it's not. It's not his fault. He was given that job. You got to blame Trump, and he was elected in. So what does that mean? You live with it. There's nothing you can do. This is pointless. This is a waste of time and energy. And that annoys the shit out of me. What type of asshole does this shit? Just fucking go about your day and then try to organize a better group of voters who can put your guy in. You lost.
And
both women say they have no plans on changing how they protest.
Ugh.
Because they believe their message is reaching everyone.
It is just a real testament to the commitment that people have to the democracy.
No.
And what we
it's
are
a,
willing
it's a waste
to do
of time.
To make a difference.
That's what you're
including
doing.
Musk.
You should take your energy and spread your time at a homeless shelter or
you
something like that. Volunteer.
Been going down about 40%, and certainly the richest man in the world can understand money, and I think he understands that something's gone wrong.
And we did try to speak with representatives from the Tesla dealership to comment on this protest. They declined. The group says they will continue to protest, rain or shine, until Musk is gone.
What a pain in the ass! Like that's going to do anything? Doesn't any of them have a moment of clarity where they're like, yeah, I don't think we're doing a good job with our time. God. Megan works in the car repair industry. Says, I feel bad for the technicians. They're just trying to do their damn job. Megan says, I get protesting Elon, but feel bad for the guys in the service department. Now, this is misguided. The only person that you should protest is the boss. The boss put that guy in place to do a job. He's taking his orders. It's not like Trump is going, oh, no, Elon's out of control. I can't stop him. It's him. It's his policies. He wanted this. Jeremy says standing with a sign is useless. The only protests that make change are violent ones. Civil rights movement wasn't peaceful. Women's suffrage wasn't peaceful. Ending slavery wasn't peaceful. Jeremy says either do something or shut up. So Jeremy, are you suggesting that those people should bring some rocket-propelled grenades and blow up the vehicles? I actually do think that these protests will be effective. Like the stock has fallen dramatically. People don't, if they have a Tesla, they don't want to drive them. They want to get rid of them. And I don't think necessarily it's because of the protests. I think it's because of Musk. They know that they could put themselves into jeopardy. They don't want any part of it. So what I'm saying is, you could probably buy a used Tesla for cheap right now. Buy that fucking thing and throw it in the garage. Donut Dan says, so hilarious, they push electric vehicles until it no longer fits their narrative. I hope they keep eating their own and attack the Subaru cars with all the stupid stickers in the back window next. And Piano Fingerbanger points out they aren't protesting electric vehicles. No, he knows that, but what he's saying is that they were all supportive of these types of products. And then that kind of threw a fly in the ointment the day that he threw what some folks say was a Nazi salute, the My Heart to Yours, which I know that that was not a Nazi salute. I know that Elon Musk is, in fact, a Nazi, but that was not a Nazi salute. That's the way I navigate that one. Because people say, easy, that absolutely was a Nazi salute. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. He's a Nazi, but he didn't do it right. Jeremy says, if it's something they care that much about, RPG Doge, I'm suggesting it's not something they actually care enough about to do anything other than stand around for a few hours. They're there to make it look like they are outraged. Rebecca says Tesla is the company lobbying to keep the European brand electric cars out of the U.S. market because it would infringe on the market. The Euro EVs are much more affordably made and sold. Well, I tell you what, if there is going to be any violence, like Tesla cars being lit on fire, I hope it happens here so that it's a big news story. Meanwhile, Trump has in his midst, I guess, the three people who vandalized Tesla dealerships. They have been caught. Now, they are getting charged with federal crimes. So Trump is suggesting that these people, if they're convicted and sentenced, they be sentenced to the absolute maximum. And he even joked sending them to the hardest prison in the world in El Salvador. Trump said that these three people would be charged with domestic terrorism. And that prison is notorious for, like, violence. People are saying that he was just kidding, though, but you never know. Trump has said that folks that protest against Tesla would be treated as domestic terrorists. Three people have been charged by the Department of Justice in connection with vandalizing Tesla properties. I look forward to watching the sick terrorist thugs get 20-year jail sentences for what they are doing to Elon Musk and Tesla. Now, I agree. I think that if anybody does that, they should be sentenced to the maximum there is. Now, there are people in this audience who think that these are heroes, that these criminals did a good job by setting cars on fire. Perhaps they could serve their time in the prisons of El Salvador, which have become so recently famous for such lovely conditions. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday said three people were charged after the violent destruction of Tesla properties. Good. All three defendants will face the full force of the law for using Molotov cocktails to set fire to Tesla cars and charging stations, Bondi said in a press release. So you have that one lady during that news story saying, oh, yeah, you know, January 6th, she mentioned that. I would say that even though there was a lot more people involved in January 6th for that asshole convention, I would say that Molotov cocktails and incendiary devices. I think that if you were to compare January 6th and these three moments alone, I would say it's a wash. True, there's a lot less people involved with lighting cars and charging stations on fire, but that's a hell of a lot more extreme of an aggression than January 6th. January 6th, you had dust-ups where people were bashing cops over the head and shit like that. But the most of the people just climbed the fucking building like parkour challenge and walked through and maybe took a shit on somebody's desk. So I think that this type of behavior is just as bad as that. The DOJ did not specify the names of the defendants or the specific charges and did not immediately respond to a request for comment. God, I wish somebody would bring up our pal Freebeer having a Tesla. There's no way he's going to keep that thing. He'd get his ass kicked. Especially all the fucking LARPers that pay attention to that show. Piano Finger Banger says, dude, what? People died on January 6th. Yeah, maybe that's a bad example. I didn't even think about that. So, yeah, if you were to categorize, like, one or the other, yeah, January 6th, definitely worse. But burning Teslas is no walk in the park either. Okay, so if January 6th is a 10 out of 10 in assholishness, I would say Tesla burning is a solid 6.5 to 7. There. I've amended my statement. You're right. People died. You can't really compare the two and say that they're equal. Chris says it was, okay, there's a dialogue between people. How many libs killed cops and threw Molotovs during BLM protests? Oh, now we're really unpacking some shit here. Molly says, yeah, Eric, now don't be a fucking twat anymore. I'm not trying to be a twat.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right. I think that puts a wrap on Elon and Tesla and protests. I think. I'm not entirely sure. We have our first example. Somebody sent this along. I think it was Patrick Doyle. He said, this has to be known as reverse Muppety. On this show, we have focused on a lot of broken limbs over the years in sporting events. But this might be the first example of a broken and or dislocated limb that the first thing we see is the ankle in its dislocated state. This is going to make some of you very squeamish. I think I'm more squeamish to when you're seeing like the thing get all Muppety, the leg breaking in half and bending in a way that it's not supposed to, than this, where it starts out in the wrong spot. All right, you can see it right here. This ankle is completely dislocated. And this doc is going to crack it back into place. That was some real pain that guy was in. And when he put that thing back into place, Jesus Christ, immediate relief. Megan says, I watched someone get their knee relocated at the school carnival a few weeks ago. At the school carnival? How did that happen at the school carnival? My God. Rebecca says, I'd pass out. I would too. Back in the day, I'll never forget it. I was watching March Madness when I was a student at Central Michigan University. Pooh Bear and I lived in this apartment. It was the same apartment that when I did the hamster euthanasia, that's where it happened, at that apartment. I watched the Michigan basketball team play a great game against UCLA, and I was so stoked that I wanted to go out and play basketball. So I went over to the student activity center, and there was some pickup games going on, and I got on a team, and I started playing ball, and I was having a great time, and the ball hit my pinky right on the tip, and it dislocated it. So it was going a different direction. It still looks all screwed up to this day. You can still see, like, comparatively. I guess you can't. Why am I even trying to show you? Idiot. It was completely sideways. And so I'm like, oh, my God, is it hurt so bad? And it was I started to pass out over my pinky. And they wouldn't let me leave the little student infirmary or whatever the fuck, because I was throwing up because I was queasy about the whole thing. And so then they called Pooh Bear, and she had to come get me. And she took me to the hospital. And, it wasn't like this guy here where they had to, do it with no Novocaine. They, shot my hand full of Novocaine. And then had to, put it all back together. That was so fucked up. And this thing still hurts to this day. Now, this was 1994. So, how many years is that? 04, 14, 24. That's 31 years ago. Runner girl Amy says, geez, you're such a freebeer. No, I am. I am. I never understood what poor Greg was going through when he would see stuff and it would make him pass out. I had no idea what that was like until it happened to me. And now it was made clear to me that once it for sure happens once, you will have a tendency to have it happen again. So if anybody starts to say something to me that's a little bit too much, my hands start to tingle. I'm like, oh, fuck, God, no. And that's my body getting ready to shut my ass down. Chris in Buffalo says, I had a compound fracture on my left forearm that they had to reset with no drugs. Bone through skin. Oh, tingly hands. Tingly hands. Stop with the tingly hands. No. You fuck. God damn it. I hope that never happens to me. I wonder if there's ever been a guy who had what Chris had happen to him, bone through skin, and it was so bad he had a heart attack and died. Nakua Matata, I tore my bicep 2 years ago. The muscle shot up into a ball. Weirdest feeling ever. God, that's bad. Holy shit. All right. Folks, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says buy your home now and refinance it later. I was talking about Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice. So you got the realtor with Adam. You got the mortgage company with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Get started today. No matter where you are in the U.S., Mario can help. 231-332-6505. Troy Ginzer with Tag Accounting. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Tag Accounting to get your taxes done for the April 15th tax deadline. 616-301-9516 or go to tagcpa.net for more information. You've been putting it off. You've been putting it off. First, you were like, well, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do the TurboTax thing, or I'll just take it up here. Screw that. Call upon the Gins, Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting, 616-301-9516, and please mention me. Chris says he later got a tattoo where he broke the arm that says, stupid hurts. All right, what else do I have for you today? I'm having a strange feeling that I am going to be lean on Showtime today. Because I've covered a number of things.
The suspect who went on a rampage.
All right, I'll get to that after my break. I've got a couple more things to talk about. I'll save that one for last. I believe it or not, I got to take another break. I drank a bunch of water, and I got to go tinkle. Stand by. I will be right back. Thank you so much for your patience. More horrendous injuries to discuss. Yoda World says, I had the fleshy part of my thumb blown up. A range accident, but field surgeon stitched me up. So you have a military background then. That sounds fucking nuts, man. Bob says, and then Yoda World says, not exactly, just a gun fan. Oh, okay, I get you. Like a shooting range. I thought you meant like the bombing artillery range. Bob says, should have seen my friend when he crashed a go-kart and cracked his head open and shattered three vertebrae in his neck. That was brutal. My God. Is he paralyzed? Jesus. Yoda World says that the damage, it was done so well and repaired, it's 100% normal and only took a month to heal. My God. Yeah, my hands are getting tingly. I got to stop reading these. Fuck. Be careful out there. All right. The guy from the Florida Gators, he's a freshman. He's 7'9" basketball player, which, you know, Shaq is like 7 foot and is as big as a house. This guy looks down to Shaq. This one was sent to me. It says, you know you're about to watch some bullshit when you see these uniforms. I guess so. It's bullshit because of how dominant this kid is. He's not 7'9", but he's 7'3", and he's 13 years old. Okay, so he's playing against normal size kids that are 13. So what? 5 foot something? And he's 7'3". Let's watch how this goes. Okay, I think those are double four. Okay. Look how much he dominates against these little children. Oh my God. This is stupid. Why is this happening? I don't give a shit if he is the same age as them. Why would any parent sign their kid up for such an ass-kicking? And first of all, he sucks. This guy sucks. There's schools that have recruited him and trying to get him to a college, whatever, at age 13 to already commit to a college. He's probably going to be 8 foot tall when it's all said and done. But he's going to get his ass kicked. You can't be that big and not be a clumsy lummox. I want one of these kids to punch him right in the ball. He doesn't even have to jump to dunk it in. He was talking shit. I kind of hate this. I love the comment, though. You know you're about to watch some bullshit when you see these uniforms. So that is Jeremy Goyer. I think he's from the same part of Canada as the guy from Florida who's 7'9". My God. Nakua says he's too skinny. Yeah, you can't. He's going to get eaten alive. You gotta bulk up. All right, we got one more story that I want to get into. It happened locally. Some asshole who's crazy as fuck. This is annoying because these people are amongst us. This idiot who there's clearly something wrong with him was in jail for doing something stupid. And then they let him out of jail. It's just down the road in, I think, Holland. And then he walked into the Walmart and started destroying everything in sight. He starts with the TVs. Then he gets an implement of destruction. And you know how they have like the wall of freezers? You open the door. Oh, let's get some eggs. Or yeah, let's get some milk or whatever. The asshole breaks every glass door at the fucking place. And I'm like, why didn't anybody take this fuck down? Just as when he was getting started, I would have loved to have seen that or heard that part of the story. But this idiot fucked everything up. This is the story.
Who went on a rampage through a Holland area Walmart had just gotten out of jail, according to family.
Deputies say this 25-year-old Holland Township man ripped TV. From walls and smashed glass cases throughout the Walmart on North Park Drive.
Target 8 investigator Susan Samples reports the store was full of shoppers Friday night when the chaotic scene unfolded.
No one was hurt, fortunately, as the man tore through the superstore around 6:30 Friday evening. Deputies say Gavin Love destroyed 6 flat-screen TVs, ripping them from walls, and grabbed a metal pole from a display, using it to smash 17 glass doors on display cases and coolers.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Around the store. Gavin Love's...
What a loser.
Family tells me he just got out of jail last week and had been staying in a homeless shelter. They believe he has an undiagnosed mental disorder. And
you think?
Say they have been trying to convince him to get help for 2 years.
Can't you like put somebody, can't you get them like locked up into a mental institution?
Ottawa County deputies are
like against their will, like capture them and just lock them up.
Thankful no one was hurt.
All the broken glass and damage strewn throughout the store could have caused a injury to people too, flying glass and whatnot, and glass on the floor and spread throughout. So very fortunate that we quickly received the call and our deputies got there quickly and resolved the issue.
Love is charged with malicious destruction of property between $1,000 and $20,000. He has prior convictions for domestic violence, resisting arrest, and unlawful taking of a vehicle. His family tells me they do not know of any connection Love has to the Walmart on North Park.
The connection he has to the Walmart is that he's a loser, and that's who goes to Walmarts.
No idea what prompted.
I love Walmart.
His alleged rampage. He remains in the Ottawa County Jail tonight on a $50,000 bond.
Yeah, Don't fuck with Walmart. Don't fuck with anything. What the fuck is wrong with you? David in Hudsonville says, smash, smash, smash. Which reminds me of that guy, Kai. Remember that dude, Kai, who broke up the assault on the chick? And he became internet famous, and then he became a fucking murderer? Holy shit. There's a great documentary about that guy. Molly says to Rebecca, oh my God, LMAO, I know this is an hour ago, but I was going back in the chat and realized I said the same thing you did 5 minutes later. To Rebecca. Yeah, I'm sure you two did. Birds of a feather. Yeah, the documentary, The Hatchet-Wielding Murderer. That documentary is worth it. That is a good one to watch. Holy cow. All right, folks, this is going to be one of those early podcasts because all I have to do is talk about Frank Fuss and give you the asshole of the day, and then I am out of stuff to talk about. But that's okay. If you have a nomination for the asshole of the day, you can leave it in the chat. And then we'll take a look at it and see what we can come up with for part of that. As usual, I usually forget what I talk about. So anything you can add to there to help jog my memory would be great. Could be protesters. Could be the guy who destroyed the Walmart. Could be Elon Musk. Could be me for saying that January 6th was as bad as burning Teslas. Thank you to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. You can get reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Frank will help you every step of the way when it comes to getting your healthcare.gov policy figured out. And you'll use that if you are in between jobs or perhaps your boss does not offer insurance or you're self-employed. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. It can also help you if you're utilizing Medicare, getting ready to start your Social Security benefits, or you are interested in a life insurance policy. Let's see. Yoda World says, crazy-eyed beanie lady for trying to coerce by threats of violence. Dan says, asshole of the day, protesters and politicians. Asshole of the day, Pete Hegseth, says Rebecca. I disagree with that. Why? He was on the email chain, but he didn't. I mean, come on. Well, because he added the reporter to it? Is that why? Piano Finger Banger says, easy, I had a dream that you were still on your old show playing show member Family Feud and the NFK participated and all hell broke loose. Oh, it would. Rebecca says, asshole of the day is the group chat. What? Motley says, asshole of the day, easy for leaving early. It's at 24 minutes. Wolverine Bronco says, asshole of the day is definitely Pete Hegseth. He trashed the reporter to other reporters before realizing the White House already confirmed the story. Whoopsie! Molly says, why don't you, when you have nothing to talk about, open up the phone lines and get to know us more? Piano Finger Banger says, asshole of the day, easy for shorting us for 30 minutes. Asshole of the day today. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you very much to them. Walmart Rampage Asshole is the asshole of the day. Congrats to Walmart Rampage Asshole. There you go. I'm putting this one in the books. That's it. I'll regroup, reload, and come back with more on the Patreon. So if you like this podcast and you want another 30, 40 minutes, I do it each and every day at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till then, have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.